Please stand clear of the door. Por favor, manténganse alejado de la
podcast. From the Blue Fauntleroy Recording Studios in sunny Sarasota, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 134 of the Por favor, manténganse alejado de la podcast. I'm Mike down in Sarasota, joined by Dr. Eugene Melnick up in Westerly. Hello, Eugene. Or hello, doctor.
Yeah, I don't respond to my first name.
I apologize. How are you, Doc?
Professional title. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
That's good. That's good. How's things in sunny Sarasota, Florida?
Sunny Sarasota, Florida. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yep. Ah, we're not getting those afternoon storms.
Oh, yes.
It's sunny all day.
This is the time of the year, right? Didn't your buddy say end of September and October?
October, yep. Got the Ryder Cup matches coming up.
Oh, that's right. You're itching to be back in Chaska right now, aren't
man,
you?
Man, the Golf Channel did a show, and it was like countdown to the Ryder Cup.
Right.
But it was basically just about Hazeltine and how they're getting it ready.
Oh, that's cool.
And like they had the head golf professional who I'm friendly with, and he came from Marion a couple years ago. And they were talking to like the grounds guy. They were talking to the head grounds guy, the superintendent.
Yeah.
And he was... I mean, you could tell this guy was into it, because I guess they just closed it to the members 2 weeks ago. And he was saying, like, getting golf courses ready for play for the members is really fun. He said, but when you give us 2 weeks to really get it ready, they said, like, the golf course is unbelievable right now.
Oh, yeah, that's the easiest thing to do. Not the easiest thing, but when as far playing, as a superintendent, when you don't have to worry about people playing, you can do anything you want. To the
yeah,
place.
Yeah, it looks perfect.
They'll probably get a snowstorm on like day.
Yeah,
two
you don't. We don't know. We don't know, Jurgen.
You almost want it to happen. I mean, I don't.
You do.
Want it
oh
to
yes,
happen.
No. I do want it to happen. Are you kidding me? Yes,
just for the Rubes.
It would just be classic. It's 65 right now in Chaska,
mm-hmm.
And this goes back out. So next Saturday it's supposed to be 71. Sunday 68. So it shouldn't be too bad. It would be, you know.
Looks like they're going to be okay.
I think they're going to be all right.
It's been nice up here in Westerly the last few days.
It has
in Rhode
it?
Island. Yeah, we haven't got the cool weather yet, but 66. It's coming this weekend, it looks like.
Let's take a look at Westerly now.
66 currently, but we got up to 80 today.
Yeah,
Tomorrow's a high of 81, but then Saturday 71, Sunday 67, Monday 66.
Yeah, I see Monday 65, yep.
Look at that, a low of 44 Sunday night.
43 on my phone, yep. That's not... Well, that's good sleeping weather, though, Doc.
Oh, you know it, Bill. Good sleeping
weather. That's good sleeping weather.
I don't mind it. I know you give me a hard time as a New England Rube saying that, but I don't mind the cool mornings as long as it gets nice
in
the afternoon.
Yeah, real good, then.
Real good. You can leave those windows
good.
Open.
Yeah, real good, then.
But I'm excited. I like the fall.
Yep.
The seasons. You need the seasons, right?
Yes, because, you know, as a true Minnesota Rube would say that you don't really truly appreciate summer unless you deal with winter.
Yeah, you don't appreciate those 3 weeks of summer if you don't go through 6.5 months of winter.
That's a bunch of nonsense. I've had a lot of analogies about that, which I can't really bring up on air.
Okay.
If you will, but they're good analogies. They're good. Just use your imagination.
Yeah, I understand.
Just use your imagination.
That's fine. That's all well and good.
What else was I going to say? I was full of a lot of bologna right now.
Yeah, usually are.
Oh, I was talking to a beverage cart girl.
Okay.
And she was telling me she's from Connecticut.
Oh, yeah? Which part?
She's from Mystic.
Oh, very nice.
And she said she frequented the Westerly, Rhode Island area, she said, because Connecticut's beer laws are 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and she they're closed used on, to, oh no, they're open. They're closed Sunday also.
She said that they used to, her and her friends used to always run into Westerly to get beer.
Mm-hmm.
Supporting that local economy.
Now, I like how Fenway gets very excited
Fenway's
when you bring up beer.
Yeah, he's here in studio.
It's always fun to edit out the tail wags, isn't it?
That's not, he's just itching.
Oh.
He's itching his sides right now. I mean, he slept through the last half episode, so.
I listened to the intro of that. You tried to have him speak up, and he didn't have.
Yeah, he was he was sound asleep. Enough. I know, buddy. But anyway, so we're talking about that area.
Yes.
And I said that, you know, have you been to Mystic Aquarium? Yeah, blah blah blah. I said there used to be a good steak place that I'd eat at if I went with
steak
my
loft.
Parents. The Steak Loft.
It's still there. It's still.
It's
good.
Still there. I was on the website. Yeah. That place still looks good.
It is good. They have a nice salad bar.
I used to get the... I vividly remember the matches that we used to use for the Yankee Candle.
Oh.
They were like tubes. They looked like a poster tube.
Yeah.
And like you just like pull the top off. Oh, okay, and then when you lit the candle, you'd light it underneath.
Right.
Can you envision it?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it was the steak loft. It's like the movie loft. Do you remember the movie loft with Dana Hersey?
No, I don't remember that.
It was during the Bruins games back when they were on TV 38.
Oh, really?
In between periods, they did Pee-wee one-on-one. That was between the first and second period. And then the second and third period, they used to do the movie loft with Dana Hersey. He used to preview upcoming movies on TV 38.
Oh, jeez.
It pays to be 10 years older than you, Jürgen. You don't know anything before, like, DirecTV and digital and all that gobbledygook.
Well, that actually, at Steakloft, my wife and I, we go there occasionally in the winter. They have, like, a bar, which has a bar menu, which is good. But they also, there's a Santa Claus that plays the saxophone that goes through there in the wintertime.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think I have some video somewhere.
Now, do you get a nice steak, or do you just stick to the salad bar?
Well, actually, if you sit at the bar, you can't get the salad bar, which is a downfall of it. So it depends on what you're looking for. So the lounge menu is sandwiches and burgers, things like that, a little lower-end fare. But if you go and sit in the restaurant, the main restaurant, they have the salad bar and a steak, the steak menu and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done both, and the steak is very good, and the salad bar, it's a good salad bar, too. Mm-hmm. You like the salad bar, don't you?
I'm a Ruby Tuesday fan. Yes, sir. Yeah. I like it. Yes.
See, I'm not a huge fan of salad bars, but Steakloft has a pretty solid salad
bar. They do?
Yeah. This is good talk. This is a good local flavor episode talking about Steakloft. Very good.
I'm going to throw in another local thing.
Okay.
This is TV 38, WSBK-TV, Boston. That was the Bruins channel.
Yeah.
Dana Hersey, the Steakloft.
The steak loft.
What else is new? We have a new listener, Mr. Klinsman.
Oh, we do. Just one?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to tap into the website and look to see where people are looking. But I have one word of mouth. Por favor, Robert.
Por favor, Roberto. Okay.
Yes.
How did he find out about the show?
Oh, I've been spreading the love in the cart barn.
Oh, it's a cart barn classic.
Yeah, he works in the locker room at the Oaks. And I give him a ride to his car because he works the morning. So when I work the afternoon, he punches out, and I give him a ride to his car, so we were talking about the podcast, and he was curious, so he started listening to it.
Yeah, is he a fan?
He likes it. He does like it.
Oh, so he's a goof, then. He's a total
dope. He's a big clown. Yeah, one of the things he said, this is perfect. He said, it's a good way to waste time. I said, we've never thought of that one.
Yeah, that's true.
We know about insomniacs and those people, but good way to waste time.
Yeah, definitely.
I bet, like, those goofballs who are in detention have to write gum on the chalkboard. I bet if they listen to the Por Favor podcast, their detention class would go by
a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Either that or they play it on speaker. The teacher will be like, all right, just go home. Get me out of here.
Ooh.
It's like a torture device. You know how they would play, like, songs to try to get prisoners out and free them? Mm-hmm. They just play the Por Favor podcast on a loop.
Shawshank Redemption, the guy locks himself in.
Yeah, exactly.
He gets the albums and he plays...
That's the opposite kind of thing. But yeah, we could do that that way, too, playing it over the prison systems.
Mm-hmm.
That could start riots, though. I don't know if it would placate things.
I think we bring people together, Jürgen.
We have been bringing people together since 2014. Romano.
Exactly.
It is one of our several mottos that we come up with and then discard.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week, Mr. Klinsman?
You know I really don't care about it, but you're going to do it anyways, right?
It's a tradition at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
More of the tradition is you saying you don't want to hear
that
it.
That I don't want to hear it.
Going through it anyway. Yeah. So this one is the Narragansett Alley's Donut Double Chocolate Porter.
Oh, that sounds so awful.
It's pretty good.
Oh, that sounds... come on. Seriously?
5.5% alcohol by volume, brewed with real cocoa.
You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me, sir.
Look at this name. Frederick Alvin Briggs Jr. opened Alley's Donuts in the summer of 1968. That's a good name, isn't it? Frederick Alvin Briggs
Frederick's
Jr.
Frederick's always a good name.
Frederick is always a good name. That's it. So that's my beer of the week. I've had that one before on here, but I had a few extra in the back of the fridge. I figured I'd dig one out. The beer fridge is back up and running, full power.
Oh, it's operational?
Yeah, we didn't lose too many.
Are you still getting the duds that Cath Atherin doesn't like?
No, not too much anymore. We're going to have to get Por Favor Mary on the show soon, now that she's back in Rhode Island, get a scoop on how it is living with Por Favor Catherine full-time.
Oh, you want to do a show about that, not a wrap-up of her business?
No, that's down here. Who could care less about that? No, we'll get her on soon for something. But yeah. I think we're ready to take a break here, don't you?
Yeah, I think you should cook her a nice dinner and have her down, though.
All right, we can do that.
All right.
I can expense it.
You want to take a break now?
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right, let's take a break.
TV 38 Sports presents Boston Red Sox Baseball. Brought to you in part by Busch Beer, the beer with a taste as smooth as its name. By Baybanks, nobody does it better. By your local Pepsi Cola bottlers, Pepsi, a generation ahead. And by Sitco, the sign of quality.
All right, we're back from break. This is episode 134 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de this podcast. Mr. Klinsmann.
Yes.
You know how I mentioned that we have a new listener, Por Favor.
Yeah, Bob? I did notice that.
Well, the other day, I'm bringing him to the cart, and he was saying that he and his friend were going to go up to property. And, you know, they were going to go for 2 days, and I was talking to him about maybe getting that Florida 4-day.
Right.
And then splitting it up, doing 2 days here, 2 days there, and this and that. Then he was asking me, he said, okay, so here's the deal. We're going to be going up. She wants to definitely do Animal Kingdom and Epcot. So we're going to do those two parks. Where should we eat? So where should we eat at Animal Kingdom?
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
And I said, well, they just opened up a signature restaurant. Mm-hmm. I said, what's your budget? He said, it's her treat. I said, okay. I said, you know what? You're going to have to listen to episode 134 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro Diaz podcast. Because if there's anything that you and I like to do, it's eat fine food on other people's time.
Yeah, spending someone else's
Is
money.
Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Yes, yes. So if we can't be there to partake, we can at least talk about it.
And spend someone's money, hard-earned money.
Exactly.
Yes. So what? So we're just giving them one meal, or are we going through the whole 2-day trip?
We're spending the whole. We're going through breakfast, lunch, snacks.
Whether he wants the advice or not, he's
correct.
Getting the advice.
He's getting the advice. Correct.
That's very good news because I, like you said,
when I sprung this show idea on you, you were salivating, weren't you?
Yeah, we were trying to come up with an idea. You said, "Well, we could do done." You didn't even get the sentence. You couldn't even finish the sentence.
And it was done,
yep,
wasn't it?
I was already halfway done with my show prep by the time you got the text message over to me. So you said they're going to Epcot one day and Animal Kingdom another day?
Yes, sir. They're going on Thursday. They're going to be at Epcot. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday, they will be at Animal Kingdom.
Okay. Now, where are they staying, do you know?
They're staying off property.
All right, well.
And I didn't really get a full a chance to fully influence them because she just booked somewhere.
Okay.
And I think it's actually a really nice place. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure if it's that big Marriott that you see as you're coming off of I-4 when you're coming
into. Oh, yeah.
Into,
yep. I know what you're
You know, the big high-rise. Yep. I think they have a golf course.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
But because I was trying to sell them on the free shuttle, free buses to and from the parks, but I guess they do the same. Everybody does that nowadays.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what?
What's that, Bill?
I was just saying, how sweet would it be to be an Uber driver up there?
I wonder if Disney, doesn't let them come... Because, some places won't let... you can't be an Uber driver at the airport, because airports have contracts with taxi companies.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure Disney does, too, so I don't know if they don't allow, Uber pickups
I know that they do a lot of...
Whatever.
Yeah, I know that they do a lot of business with Mears. I think Mears is like the official taxi of Walt Disney. But I've heard talks about Uber. People using Uber to go to different restaurants and stuff. So I'm pretty sure Uber is allowed on
that
property.
That would be a really nice job for you. You like to drive.
And I like to talk. And I was thinking I could pick people up and say, so where'd you eat
tonight?
Yeah,
have the mic going. Do you mind being recorded?
Yeah, because I mean, they'd sit in the back seat, and I would have Eugene in the front with me.
With the video camera.
Actually, I could have Eugene drive.
Yeah, that's true.
I could just have Eugene be my driver.
Oh,
that would be a great job,
back and
it?
Forth from the hotels to the restaurants to the parks. And then you could just turn it off and go in and, like, grab a drink, like grab something to eat at the Grand Floridian, turn it back on.
Yeah, just wait for them.
Pick up a fare, yeah. Just all day driving around. I think you should look into that.
You know what, Jürgen? I never really thought about that. That would be a fabulous
just
job.
Up there. I mean, you could just go up for a day. Turn the app on when you get up to property. Drive around. You could probably make a few $100 in a day there. Just bringing people back and forth from their hotel to restaurants to the parks.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you.
This is a good show idea,
too. Uber. Uber World.
Wow, I'm starting to sweat right now. This is I'm shaking my knees.
Because you feel an opportunity coming, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Very good. But let's get back on topic here.
Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Klinsman. Okay. I should be steering this ship, shouldn't I?
Someone should. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, okay.
So we're starting off at Epcot.
Yeah, on Thursday
we're going to Epcot.
Yeah.
Now, does it have to? Do all the meals have to be eaten in those parks?
Oh no.
Okay. I didn't think so.
You be creative, Mr. Clancy.
All right. I've already been creative. I was gonna say it could be a problem if not, because this would be, we'd have an issue. So here's my first outside the box idea. We're gonna start off the day at Epcot, at the Grand Floridian.
Now hold on a second. We're not talking outside the box here. This is way out. So we're starting. Let me get this straight. We're starting our day Thursday morning at the Grand Floridian, an Epcot day at the Grand Floridian.
And we're gonna have a nice breakfast buffet at 1900 Park Fair. Because here's my thought,
man. I'm all right.
Well, because you said the his lovely lady is paying for some of this. It's her treat. So what better way to start your weekend or your little trip than a character breakfast? It's like a fancier place. You've always said it's like the upscale breakfast buffet. So you go and say, look at this, is what we're going to be doing. We're going to have a nice, relaxing breakfast, get on the monorail, go over to Epcot on the monorail. So, I mean, what's cooler than starting your day, not just the breakfast part, but starting right before you get to Epcot, then taking the monorail to Epcot. You know what I mean? You park at the Ticketed Transportation Center.
Correct.
Take the monorail to the Grand Floridian, get back on, and then take it back over there and get on the Epcot monorail. And you got yourself a winner. And you've extolled, you've talked about 1900 Park Fair breakfast in glowing tones.
It's a good breakfast, Mr. Klinsman.
I mean, look at these signature offerings. A strawberry soup, cheese blintzes, smoked salmon lox with toppings, omelets and eggs made to order, house-made hash, lobster eggs benedict, regular eggs benedict, and a yogurt bar. Plus, they have a carving station, the favorites, fruits and veggies and all that kind of stuff. So, there's always, I mean, the regular offerings at the buffets at Disney are always good, but those signature offerings really are very unique at 1900. And the characters are pretty good, too. Especially, like, I feel like for a more upscale, I don't know, or more adult characters, because you have Mary Poppins, Alice, and the Mad Hatter. So they interact with you more. It's not just, it's the face characters, so they can talk and interact. So I think that adds a little to it as well. So that was my breakfast pick. What did you have going on for breakfast?
I wasn't even going to have breakfast. I was just going to grab coffee.
Oh, you skipped breakfast altogether.
I was skipping breakfast altogether because I can't find a good place.
Hell, you didn't think outside the box enough, apparently.
I wasn't thinking about the Grand Floridian because they are going to be taking their bus. I think they're going to be taking a bus.
Okay.
And I think they're going to Just take it right over to Epcot South.
Oh, so you didn't give me that scoop, but that's okay. That can always be changed.
No, but still, you can take, I mean, you can, outside the box, take it to the Magic Kingdom and just get on the monorail and take it to the Grand
Floridian.
Right, or
take a boat over or something.
And then take the monorail over to the Transportation Ticket Center. I mean, where there's a will, there's a way, Mr. Klinsman.
There's certainly a way to do it. You're right about that.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
So you're skipping breakfast. You're just grabbing a coffee and a pastry or something?
I'm going to grab a coffee and, as they say in Minnesota, a bun. You know what a bun is?
It's basically just a pastry, right?
Correct, yep.
Coffee and a bun.
Coffee and a bun. I'm gonna go low because I'm gonna enjoy my
You're gonna hit up that Starbucks at Epcot or something?
This episode of the Loop.com podcast is brought to you by Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company.
You're gonna hit that little cart before you even go through the gates at Epcot.
Yeah. Or we could also hit the joint just outside of Soarin', couldn't we?
No, they don't serve breakfast anymore.
They don't do that anymore because I'm looking at their menus and I'm not seeing breakfast.
Yeah, they stopped serving breakfast there.
So I don't think you can get a bun if you
no
want.
No bun there, but you could do Starbucks and get a bun.
Now, I know some people have told me that in France sometimes they open up and you can go back there and get some pastries.
Oh, in the pastry shop there? Okay, that's a long way to go for a chance, though.
Yeah.
Because if you walk all the way to the back of the park and World Showcase isn't even open, then now you're starting the grumbles going.
Yeah, well, I don't think they necessarily have gates, do they?
No, but if nothing's open, then it doesn't do you much good. If you can't get a bite to eat.
Yeah, I mean, I could have just went balls to the wall and went to Garden Grill for breakfast. But yeah, I want to be realistic here.
That's fair.
I want to be realistic.
All right, well, so what do you have planned for lunch? You said you had a big plan for lunch coming up that day.
Oh, you know where I'm going, don't you?
I don't. I don't know
you
because
don't?
The Food and Wine Festival's going on.
Yeah, the hell with that.
Oh, all right. The hell with it. Then where are we going?
We're going to one of my favorite restaurants. We're going to Captain's Grill.
Oh, so you're out of the park already. Okay.
Yep. We're getting the heck out of there. Absolutely, Mr. Klinsman. We're getting the heck out of there. It's too hot.
Oh, it's too hot.
The rent's too damn high. Oh. The rent is too damn high. Yeah. And we're going over to Captain's Grill, and we're going to get the New England clam chowder, which is fabulous. Fabulous.
Yes, I've heard.
And we're also going to get the lobster roll. The New England style lobster
going
roll.
All New England right here.
We're going all New England. And we're getting two of each. We're not going to do the why don't you try this and not why don't I try this and we'll split it.
No, you're just both getting the lobster roll.
Both going with the lobster roll. You're not going to be disappointed, Bob. You're not going to be disappointed.
Well, so for me, I had a... Is there anything else? Are you doing dessert or no?
No, it seems like you really, really want to jump into your lunch.
Oh, no,
so.
I'm just trying to move it right along. What else do you have to add?
The floor is yours. Mr. Klinsman, the floor is yours.
So my lunch...
The floor is yours.
I figured at lunch you could kind of nosh a little bit around World Showcase at the Food and Wine Festival. And a couple of things that I thought would be good to try. You know, you have two people, you could split them. Those piggy wings we talked about a couple weeks ago, those sound like those would be pretty good. Maybe a beer or two. I don't know if... Por favor, Robert likes beers or not, but that'd be something good to have. And then maybe make your way over to Belgium and try that beer braised beef with those Gruyere mashed potatoes.
You're doing that. You're gonna do a little pickies,
little
huh?
pickies, and you share right. them because you don't you know you just had a breakfast buffet, so you don't need a whole heck of a lot to eat. But then I also thought, what better way to end your lunch than to go two for two at the Canada cart and get a little soup and a little filet.
Oh, Mr. Klinsman.
You like that idea?
Yeah.
And just sharing it, you know, nice, light. Not that they're light options, but they're smaller plates, so you get a few different ones. You get to try some things and walk around World Showcase and take in the sights. I think that's a good way to go for lunch. Plus, being there on a Thursday means the crowds are going to be lower. It won't be as crowded as it was when we were there.
Holy mackerel.
What's going on, Bill?
Oh, Bill.
What's the matter?
I'm just goofing around on Facebook right
yes.
now. I got to show you this cheeseburger at the Capitol Grill.
Oh,
my.
Off topic here. It's your turn right now, and you're already like looking at Capitol
Hang Grill. On a second. I got to post it. I got to post this up to social media. This is...
You're the one who has to edit, so I don't know.
Oh, I'm not taking this out. Look at it. Well, wait until you see this. All right, it's out there now. Take a look. Are you seeing that?
Hold on. I got to refresh here.
Are you seeing that?
No, I don't. It didn't come up. You put it up on Por Favor?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. There it is. Caramelized onion Wagyu burger with Jarlsberg cheese.
Are you looking at that? Look at him. Like, look at that piece of filth that he's putting in that bun.
That's ridiculous. That burger is huge.
It looks like an 8-ounce filet. It does. Is that beautiful?
How much do you think that thing is? That's got to be like $33 probably.
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
Let me see.
They have pretty good lunches.
Let's see. That's the kind of place that probably doesn't put the prices on their menu, do they?
Oh, the grill does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a gift certificate that I have to use, too. That's a good problem to have.
Yes. Oh, okay. They're like $18-19, those burgers. It's not too bad. See? It's not too bad.
We might have to make, if I ever come back to Warwick in Rhode Island, we may have to go downtown.
And get some burgers.
Down city, get some beautiful dirt.
All right, let's get back on track, Mr. Cousin.
All right, I'm sorry,
you're the one who has to edit, so it's up. This is all up to you.
Oh, this is not. I'm not taking this out. Don't worry about this.
I know, but you're just creating more problems here.
No, this is going to be another solid episode in the books, Mr. Clinton.
All right, we're on to dinner at Epcot, unless you have any snacks in between here. After
no,
your lunch, no.
No, there's not going to be any snacks.
All right, what were you thinking for dinner?
Now, this is hard, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of good options.
I'm going to Rose and Crown.
Oh, yes. Very good.
I'm going to Rose and Crown. And I'm thinking, if this is your first time, that's a great sit-down to go to.
It is a great one. You're right.
And it's easy to say Le Cellier or Monsieur Paul or Chefs de France, but I'll tell you, you get some bang for the buck, don't you think?
Oh, good prices there, certainly. The food is excellent.
And they have a lot of comfort food. Everything on the menu is good.
Good choices, a lot of options.
The steaks are the same ones, like we've mentioned, that are sourced from Le Cellier. And I don't think you can go wrong with that steak and fish combo.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good-sized steak, and they have a beautiful like butter sauce that they put on top of
it.
With a little fish and chips.
It's a good, I mean, I know you love that place. I think that's your favorite restaurant on property right now.
I don't know if it's necessary. No, because I like Captain's Grill,
too. How about
too.
Favorite
Captain's
in the park?
I just love their
menu.
It
is a good menu.
I love their menu. And I mean, I haven't tried the bangers, but that grilled New York strip steak fried fish is so good. Is so good. I had the shepherd's pie with your daughter, but no, your Gina didn't join me.
No,
for
she didn't make it down for that day.
No, she wasn't down there. Shepherd's pie was really good. Now, Joey Bag of Donuts just goes straight up with the grilled New York strip steak. It's $29.
It's not bad.
I mean, that's what you pay at Bumblebee's.
Joey Bags likes the Rose and Crown.
Joey
well.
Bag. He's a New York firefighter, an ex-FDNY firefighter. Mm-hmm. And he's one of those New Yorkers that sometimes you can't understand his accent. Right. And every other word is effing. They got the best effing steak on property, Mike. I'm telling you, that effing steak is so effing good. He's one of those, you know.
Yeah.
He loves, because I said, you don't go with the fish. And he goes, no, no, no. He goes, screw the fish. He goes, I can just go straight up with the steak.
The man who knows what he likes.
He doesn't mess around.
No.
He doesn't mess around. He'll text me. He'll be at Oki West.
Yeah.
That's his favorite resort. And he'll just show like a picture of a cocktail with his feet up, and he's on the balcony of his resort.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
I'm like, ah, oh, you prick, yeah. Yeah, he likes to bust my chops. He's a good man.
Joey Bag.
But that Welsh burger, I've tried that. That's good. The corned beef and cabbage, which Por Favor Frank loves.
Right.
I was going to get that, but the waiter told me that it was a little bit fatty that night, mm-hmm. so I stayed away from that. But they got the Scotch egg. You can't go wrong.
Beautiful.
Susie loves the smashed peas.
It's a beautiful.
I mean, I pretty much just read you the entire
yeah,
menu.
Yeah, and plus the atmosphere is incredible in there, and the waitstaff is really good, too.
And they're staying overnight, so... Because they're leaving Saturday, so that could be a place where you could have some pops.
That's true.
Listen to the piano player. Mm-hmm. I just think that's a place where you could spend a few hours. Maybe try to get a table right before Illumination so that you can sit outside and watch Illumination.
That would be nice.
For tip. If you get a reservation. Mary and I ate at, I think we got like a 7:15. Mm-hmm. And it was late enough where they said that we could stay if we wanted.
That's nice. That's good.
And we were done with dinner by like 8:15, and they said you're more than welcome to stay. So yeah, try to get a little later seat.
Yeah.
And a great spot to watch Illuminations.
Yeah, plus if you get a later seating and you think it's going to end early, you can stretch it out and get, you know, a couple drinks before you order your appetizer maybe.
Yep.
Get your appetizer, take some time, then order your entree, and you know, have another drink, get dessert, something like that, and really stretch.
In
out
all
the
honesty,
meal.
They're not that busy. I mean, I don't think they really had any seatings much after us. There were a few stragglers, but
right, because they close at 9 anyway.
Yeah, so you were pretty much, people were just getting out of there. There were a lot of seats that were available to watch fireworks. So
that's beautiful.
I think for people who don't frequent, he said he hasn't been there in years, and I don't know if his friends ever been there. So I think it would be a nice
night.
That
is a good place. And then I went a little. Little
Did
different.
You go fancy?
No, not fancy.
Okay.
But I went more traditional. I don't know the right word to use, but I went with Chef de France.
Yes, you did.
So
okay.
A little more obvious of a choice, I guess. So, but I was looking. You said about the price point. Their mm-hmm. prefix menu is an incredible deal, Bill. Have you seen this thing?
I'm prefix, three-course menu.
Three-course
menu. $39.99.
Right, you get an appetizer, you get French onion soup, you can get a salad or lobster bisque, and then you get either beef short ribs, half-roasted chicken, broiled salmon, or baked macaroni and cheese, and then any dessert. For $40 bucks a head, that's an incredible deal, isn't it?
Minus the 20% on your discount.
Well, I don't know if they have tables at Wonderland, but that's okay.
No, I'm talking about Susie and I right now. Maybe Saturday night.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're talking about Bob?
Yeah, I was talking about Robert, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. I'm sorry.
We talk about one of the best deals on property.
So I could get a French onion soup.
A short
the
ribs.
The beef short ribs.
And look at those short ribs. Did you see what the description for that thing? Beef short ribs braised in Cabernet with baby onions, carrots, and served with creamy polenta. That dish alone is $28.99. So you're getting a dessert and the soup for an extra $10. It's a great deal.
So you're saying you're probably getting the same
well,
thing.
Well, not necessarily. You can get the chicken. Leon's.
No, but I'm saying you're thinking that the braised short rib is going to be the same size, perhaps?
Oh, yeah. It's the same. It's the same menu.
Ah, then why do they do that? Because a lot of people don't order desserts, so they're just trying to make 10.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's just a way to get people in. I'm not sure why they do it necessarily, but hey, I'm not going to stop.
Now, what's the baked macaroni and cheese? What does that go for?
That's $18.99, so you're not getting a great deal if you pick that option there. But the onion soup's $9. The desserts are $9.75 a piece, so you're looking... You're basically breaking even if you do the macaroni and cheese.
If you're doing the mac and cheese, I see what you're saying.
And the other ones, you're making out great. If you do the salmon, the beef, or the chicken, you're having a really good deal there. All of those sound really good, all those options. But I was thinking, if you don't feel like you're in the mood for an appetizer or a dessert, you could always go with those mm-hmm. steak frites, which is a grilled flat iron steak with french fries and with a lemon and parsley butter. That sounds really good for $30.99.
You know, the prices aren't bad there, really.
It's not that it's not much more than Rose and Crown, maybe a buck or two more per entree.
Yeah, and the food there is really good.
It is really good. I mean, I would be happy with either Rose and Crown or Chef de France.
Yeah, Chef is more romantic, I would say. I think Rose and Crown is more of a casual.
Yeah, so I guess it depends on the
right?
kind of mood you're in, which way you want to go for that. Certainly, that would be the way. I think if I was going, I would try the salmon.
See, now it's funny because
like
we went up to Trader Joe's a couple weeks ago, and we got the salmon and we found a good recipe, and it's just I don't like it. I can eat it, I just don't enjoy it.
I can understand that, certainly. It's definitely got a distinct flavor, so if you're not into that, then you're not going to enjoy it. That makes sense.
But I do like a good meaty, flavorful fish. Like, I love swordfish and I love tuna. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think it might be a little too greasy.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know.
Certainly can be. So that's my day at Epcot. Sounds like either way they can't really go wrong with those
there's
options.
There's two no-brainers right there.
Right, exactly.
Both days are, both options are no-brainers.
Yeah, it depends on the kind of day you're looking to have. You know, I did more of a relaxed lunch. You did a formal lunch. I did a more formal breakfast, and you did a relaxed breakfast. So it's kind of based off that. And our dinners are very similar. Mm-hmm. All right, you ready to move on to Animal Kingdom?
Let's do it.
All right, you want to start off here?
No.
No, you don't want to start with breakfast at Animal Kingdom?
No.
All right. Oh, well, I'll start off, and I'm sticking with the theme of a little breakfast buffet. I love the breakfast buffet, Bill.
Oh, wait a second! I didn't think you were into this. You were the one that said you don't like to spend money on breakfast and blah blah blah. Now what's going on?
I don't normally like to spend money on breakfast, but
did I get you into it when we did that nice one over at Animal Kingdom Lodge?
That was a life-changing experience.
Was it really?
That was so good. And it was nice and relaxing and calm in there. And
now, were you a Disney breakfast buffet virgin at that
time?
Yeah,
I didn't do any Disney breakfast buffets up until that point.
Well, Mr. Klinsman, as messed up as this sounds, I'm glad that I was the first one there.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
But I'm looking at, I mean, Animal Kingdom doesn't have a lot of options for breakfast. So pretty much you're doing Tusker House or you're eating somewhere else before you get there.
Now, have you obviously you haven't because you haven't done any breakfast buffets.
I've done
buffets,
Tusker
but I
House
heard
for lunch on our honeymoon, and we did not.
And you, I remember you guys said you were not impressed at all.
I wasn't, but I could give the breakfast buffet a shot. I mean, it has
okay
normal stuff. It's probably very similar to the one in Animal Kingdom food-wise. So mm-hmm. I would give it a shot, but it seems like a pretty much a normal breakfast buffet. And it's got Donald Duck walking around and hanging out, so that's always a fun little added bonus.
Yep.
So that's my breakfast at Animal Kingdom. I like to, you know, if you're starting the day off with a little buffet, you can't go wrong. How about you?
No, I like that. I like the way that you're starting.
What do you think, Bill? Still trying to figure out what you want for breakfast?
No, I figured it out at work, actually.
Oh, okay, so what do you got?
This is what I did the first thing. This is what I did first at work. And the problem is, Mr. Klinsman, is I don't want to do this place.
You don't want to do Animal Kingdom?
No, I don't want to do my breakfast choice.
Why is that?
Because it's just originally it's a ho-hum. It was always a ho-hum mm-hmm. until I actually ate there.
You talking about Rainforest?
I'm talking Rainforest.
I had a feeling you might go with that.
You know, there was the one at the Mall of America that we walked by
thousands
every
times,
time
right?
we went yeah. there, and I never stopped, and I never had any desire, and I listened to what people said about it. And then I went when we first moved here with your parents and your sister, and I thought the food was great. And then we went for breakfast when Kristen had her Dartmouth College
right, I remember
alumni
that.
Thing. Yeah. And the breakfast was unbelievable. It was so good. And it was one of those, I just wish it sucked. You know, like when you just like, I hope it sucks just to confirm.
Right, because you'd already figured it did.
Right. But the breakfast there is so good. And we had a platter when we were there, but I'm looking at the breakfast sliders. I don't know if you have the menu open.
I don't.
But the breakfast sliders, egg, bacon, cheese served with breakfast potatoes. Oh,
that sounds pretty good.
They have a Mexican-style breakfast pizza with salsa, scrambled eggs, tomatoes, spicy and sweet green, and poblano peppers, cilantro, cheddar cheese. That sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. They also have a Tonga toast, which is a little different from Nepali.
Right, but it's pretty similar still.
It's very similar, and it's very, very good. Mm-hmm. See, that one, if you look at that menu, it's a little cut up. It's not like that
not
big,
the big
brick
thick,
that they give
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And I had that. That was part of that big breakfast. It was more of a skillet like they serve you at Wilderness
Lodge.
Oh,
okay. I see what you're saying.
So it was more of like, you know, like they had a big thing of eggs and you just kind of pass the eggs. It wasn't a buffet. But, yeah, I think they have great breakfast options. Hmm. And you can actually, I'm not sure what the hours are, but I think we got there like before park opened.
Yeah, I believe that's true. I think
so. You might be able to, you know, depending on the hours at Animal Kingdom, is start the day. Maybe get there an hour before the park opens so that you can have a nice breakfast,
and then
finish off your coffee, and then hit rope drop.
Rope drop, exactly. Not a bad choice, sir. All mm-hmm. right, you want to hear about my lunch option?
Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm doing something that you may... well, let's see what you think.
Okay.
I'm going to the Nomad Lounge at the new Tiffin's restaurant.
Oh, talk to me about this,
so
Mr.
you know
Klinsman.
How... it's very similar. You know how the Hollywood Brown Derby has the little Brown Derby Lounge now?
Yes, yes, yes.
So it's basically the same type of idea. So it's the Nomad Lounge. So you basically get to experience the restaurant for a fraction of the price because they have small plates, some desserts, and drinks. So I figured what better way to have a nice light lunch than share a couple small plates and maybe have a cocktail at the Nomad Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
These small plates, they have a vegetarian summer roll, $7. Indian butter chicken wings with crispy black rice for $10. Seasonal fish balls with shishto peppers and sambal for $8.
Fish balls, that just sounds stupid. Fish balls. All right, go ahead, Bill.
Then there's this one. This one I might skip. The seared wagyu beef with ponzu and chili salt, $21. I don't know if I want to spend 21 bucks on a small plate. But here's the one that really has me excited. Pork ribs with a honey glazed coriander spice, $10. But then they also have a house-made head cheese and chicken liver pate with a goji berry chutney, accoutrements, whole grain mustard for $9. So there's lots of little different small plates you can have. I figured those ribs would be good. Maybe the fish balls and the chicken wings. Split a couple of those, you're looking at $30 for two people for lunch. That's not too bad, plus a cocktail or two. You're out of there under 50. And it
that's not bad.
And it takes tables.
And it takes tables.
It does.
There you go.
So I mean, if you look at all theirs, they have a picture of the pork ribs, and it looks like there's only about three ribs, but that's not terrible for $8.
Mm-hmm.
They look pretty good. So you each get a rib, and then you each get a couple fish balls or whatever. It's just a small lunch. You already had a buffet for breakfast, so should be enough to tide you over until dinner, which is going to blow your socks off, by the way.
Yeah, I can only imagine, Jürgen. I can only imagine.
So you're up now for lunch.
You know what? I'm going to take it easy because I'm going to do the reverse of what I did yesterday.
Okay.
I went good breakfast and then chill lunch. We're going to Harambe Market.
Okay. Some karubi ribs or whatever you want there.
Yeah, whatever people want. I've had the ribs. You've had the
ribs.
Those
are good ribs.
And I know the girls had, I don't know if they had an all-beef gyro flatbread, which I tried. They had something that was really good. Pretty much everything there is good.
Yeah, it all looks pretty good there.
Mm-hmm. But, those ribs are real tasty.
Those are.
And I love the slaw. The slaw was really good.
That is a good slaw. That's a really good slaw.
That slaw is good. It's very clean. It's not mayonnaise-y.
No.
But I'm not going to pick what people should eat. There's a lot of options, but I think that's something that you can just, whenever you're ready.
But that's also a great little area to hang out in, too.
Exactly.
That food court's just very, like, you watch the train go by. There's a lot of things to look at, all the decorations that they use and everything. It's really a cool place to just sit and relax for a little while.
Yes. Yes.
I'm on board with that.
Good. I'm glad you approved.
You don't have to say much to get me going over to Harambe Marketplace.
Nah, you were a big fan of that
Huge
place,
fan.
Weren't you?
I'm a cheerleader for that place. Now, let me ask you, do you want to go with your dinner, or you want me to tell you what I'm doing first?
I mean, it
this is a big
dinner. I mean, it's almost like the finale. It's almost like as if you got to go at the end, don't you?
I think it would be appropriate, but I'll let you decide.
I think you put a lot of work into this, Mr. Klinsmann. I'm gonna defer to you. I'm gonna go first.
Okay.
I'm gonna receive the ball, all right?
Okay.
And you can take it in the second half. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right. I'm going to Tiffin's.
Okay.
Because I have
You're
to.
Spending someone else's money.
Because I'm spending somebody else's money.
Very good. So.
And I'm looking at, you know, some of the appetite. That lobster popcorn Thai curry soup looks fantastic. I don't know if you have the menu.
Yeah, open. I did see that. That looks pretty
okay.
good.
No, I'm looking, a lot of the entrees looks fantastic. But as you know what I'm going to choose.
Well, it's going to be a steak. Let's see.
That Wagyu strip loin in braised short ribs.
That's what you're looking for here, huh?
Oh, Bill. That's got a hyperlink. Just hit click that. Whenever something is something that I really want, and it has a hyperlink.
Oh, Bill.
Are you looking at that?
That looks beautiful.
Wagyu. Does that look gorgeous or what?
Rainbow carrot roasted Peruvian potatoes with a chimichurri.
Look at that presentation, too. You don't even want to eat
that's
that.
That's a gorgeous presentation. Cooked perfectly.
It's a good vet would get that thing right back on its feet. I mean, and, that is... You go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and not to mention, it's a pretty nice portion, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Looks like you got a lot of beef.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, for $53, I hope so, but yeah, that's...
That's definitely a sauce that you finish with the bread.
Oh, yeah.
You might even snort that like cocaine.
I don't know if that.
I'd put that up my nose if I had to.
If you had
right
to,
there.
Yeah.
That's. Wow.
Yeah, that does sound pretty good. I don't know if I would get anything else.
Yeah, you notice how I've spent like zero time with desserts.
No desserts. Who cares, right?
No.
Look at that hoisin glazed halibut, though.
Yes, I
that
know
that picture. That's gorgeous, isn't it? The crispy skin on top of a bed of Swiss chard.
Oh!
Doesn't that look
good? Oh, Bill!
That lamb chop doesn't look so good, though.
Oh, that halibut. Oh, that lamb chop does look good.
That looks good to you?
Yes.
I don't know. That lentil stew doesn't look too appetizing sitting there.
I think you may have issues in the morning. I think you may have several in the morning. But I think it's like the McDonald's. when you can't decide if you want two or you want three McDoubles, and then you go with the three, and then you're like, oh, that was not good.
Not the right decision. At 10:38 p.m.
You think you could have issues during fireworks, or do you think it could be a delayed where you have issues on your ride home?
Yeah, you never know.
Or it could be both.
You're happy if you make it to fireworks.
That does look filthy, doesn't it?
It looks absolutely filthy.
Man, this place looks fantastic, doesn't
it? It almost looks too fancy. Like,
oh, that mousse looks good. Even the desserts. South American chocolate ganache. What is this thing? Yeah, that's too fancy. That looks like it's got puddles of raspberry juice.
Puddles.
Oh, South American. Oh, this place. I've heard rumors about this place. This is the first time I've fully
gotten into
this menu.
It's up there. I mean, it's a high price.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it takes tables. So that, that beef for $53, but you get 20% off that. You're looking okay. It's not bad. You get some grilled shrimp, head-on prawns for $37, pan-seared duck breasts, leg confit, hen of the woods, pasta puree, truffle reduction, a piece gastrique for $39. I mean, there's some good stuff on that menu. That's a good way to go. I like that.
Mm-hmm. You like that?
I do.
Grilled head-on prawns? Tomato.
I wish there was a picture of those prawns.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I wish that there was a picture.
I bet that's a couple gorgeous more presentation.
That Berkshire pork tenderloin, I bet, is good. Yeah, this is a very impressive menu. Very impressive menu. Yeah. I'm going to wait for Lou Monmelnick to do a review on Tiffin's.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Klinsman, I don't want to take too much of your time.
Okay.
I'm kind of cutting in your time. We're at the 50-minute mark, so.
I have the floor.
You have the floor, Mr. Klinsman.
I'm leaving Animal Kingdom.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What's going on here?
And I am making my way to Disney Springs.
I'll be making my way back to Eugene.
And, Bill, what a
better way to Disney Springs.
And a nice romantic two-day getaway than going to STK Orlando.
Oh, Bill! That's open now!
It's open.
Oh, boy.
And this is where Mrs. Por Favor Bob loses her wallet, because this place is going to set her back a little bit.
Oh, I'm seeing $4 marks next.
There's a lot of dollar
usually
marks.
Yeah, that's a lot. You don't normally see the four.
So here's, this place is so expensive, you have to pay extra for the toppings on top of your steak. So if you want a special butter on top, it costs you an extra $8.
Yes. When I heard rumors that this was moving in, I had my tablet out and I was researching.
Jürgen, open up that menu.
Let's look dinner.
And look,
we're at dinner.
First of all, before you do anything, look at that.
Oh, there is toppings. Peppercorn crusted, $6. Truffle butter, $10.
Open up that blue iceberg salad.
All right, blue iceberg, $14.
That's what I'm getting.
Smoked bacon, Maytag blue, cherry tomato.
Look at that thing.
Oh!
That's a salad.
Oh, this is so gorgeous.
Isn't that beautiful? That's a salad for three. That's a whole head of lettuce.
Oh, that is one of the prettiest things I've ever seen. That's a head of lettuce cut into fours.
With just giant globs of blue cheese, tons of bacon, and it looks like grilled chicken on there,
looks
too.
Looks like some chicken in the back end just over
for
there, Bill.
Just
you're
for
right.
The hell of it, just some chicken on there.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not, Bill?
Isn't that gorgeous?
Why not? And I'll tell you what, at $14, that's a steal. I'm not. I'm
that's
not
a great
too
deal.
Angry. Yeah.
But don't worry, because I'm going to spend some money here. I'm looking at a 16-ounce sirloin for $54, and I'm going to throw that $10 truffle butter right on top of it. Because when you're already spending $54 on a steak night, why not throw an extra $10 in? And then some side dishes, Bill. You love the steakhouse side dishes, don't you?
Oh, do I? Oh, there's nothing like cream spinach.
Cream spinach
at 10.
Sweet corn pudding, mac and cheese, parmesan truffle fries, cauliflower gratin, broccolini, asparagus, wild mushroom. Oh, Bill. Every single one of those sides sounds amazing. All of them. But I think I would go with definitely the cream spinach. You have to try the cream spinach, right?
You got to go with the cream spinach. Absolutely.
I'm thinking cream spinach and the mashed potatoes is a good two sides.
Nothing wrong with that. Every time I go to the Capitol Grill, cream spinach is a must.
A must do.
Is a must.
But look at this place. You even have to pay $2 for your sauce, a horseradish sauce or a steak sauce or a béarnaise or a chimichurri. So if you want a little bit of a A1, you got to pay an extra couple bucks for that.
Oh, this is I love this place.
And then those desserts even sound good. A churro milkshake, a caramelia layer cake, flowers chocolate torte, caramelia mousse, vanilla ice cream, banana cream pie in a jar, red velvet layer cheesecake, warm baked cookie, mini ice cream cone samplers. Bill.
Hey, can we go back up to the entrees?
Yeah, let's go back to the entrees here.
What is this? Grilled lobster Rockefeller.
Rockefeller, like oysters Rockefeller, means they put like the bacon on top and the crumble, right, in the butter.
Yeah. So is this something where like they pull it out of the shell and then put it back in?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is it like a Venus de Milo, like the baked stuff lobster, where they do all that and then they put all the goobly gar on top and finish it?
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me.
Okay.
Spinach. That's what it looks
King crab. So you got it.
Everything looks good. I mean, you can get a $92 32-ounce porterhouse.
I wonder. I bet a lot of people like bring this stuff home and they never eat it because they're staying at property. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I were just to stand out there
and just say, "Do you have any leftovers?"
And we could play like that. Let's make a deal. I don't even know what's in the bag.
That's true. I'll give you $10 for it.
I'll give you $15 for whatever's in that bag. I bet they take that.
I would.
And you get, you know, a few scrappings of like a porterhouse.
Yeah, you're doing like a half a order of cream spinach.
Yeah. Like two more bites, like say three good full bites of a porterhouse.
Yeah.
And then like leftover cream spinach, that's worth $10.
Yeah, you'd be bummed out. You'd end up getting like the hearts of romaine salad.
Oh, that salad, Bill. That's one of the prettiest salads I've ever seen.
Like, I would go just for that. That gives the Brown Derby Cobb salad a run for its money.
Yeah, that's something I wouldn't mind sitting at the bar and having. Like, going in the afternoon and just having that salad.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a gorgeous salad, Mr. Clinton.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I mean, that place just looks
good. I think you'll agree too, because it's got all the good stuff that your doctor wants you to have.
Yes.
And then it's got all the naughty stuff that we want to have.
All the bad stuff.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, we're talking hey doc, I had a big salad for lunch.
But here's a nice little por favor tip though. Yep. At lunch they have a burger and some sandwiches that you can definitely save some money on. Classic burger, 8 ounce prime beef, cheddar, potato bun, grilled onion, served with fries or a salad, $18. How about this? A crispy mahi-mahi sandwich with a pickled slaw, a chili remoulade, and served with fries or a small salad for $18. Wagyu burger with smoked bacon, blue cheese, and cherry peppers for $28. Oh, that mahi sandwich looks unbelievable, Bill.
What's this for?
For lunch, if you go to their lunch menu.
Oh, my God.
And you could still get the steaks and everything, but that's a nice little way to...
Crispy mahi sandwich. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that look good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For $18, that's not bad, because that's a big sandwich, a nice side of fries. Mm. Yep. Get that with that salad.
That dirta looks good. Dirty. Yeah. Yep. You're doing a good job.
So you could even do lunch for that, so definitely.
You're dying to go here, aren't you?
Oh, it's killing me right now. STK.
Got oysters.
Yeah, Bill, that place is like... You could spend all day there.
This is the place that if you and I were roommates, we could eat here seven nights a week, couldn't we?
I don't know if we could afford it.
No, I'm just saying like if we could, like if we worked there and we got like
free meals, food. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I could find I don't think I'd get bored eating there 7 nights a week.
No,
do
I'm
you?
Sure not. I'm sure not. Yeah, that would be amazing.
The Blue Iceberg, I gotta have that.
That's a great deal. $14.
Yeah.
I mean, that's enough. You go in and order that for your lunch, forget it. That's plenty to eat.
Split that. One person... You go with two. You get the... You split the... That.
Split the salad.
One person gets the dirter, and then the other person gets that
mahi.
That beautiful mahi sandwich.
Oh, and everyone's
sandwich.
Happy. Cut those things
Everybody's
in half.
Happy.
Yeah, you're right.
You know those waiters are pulling down some bucks, because there is not one person walking out of there with... without a smile.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I bet when you're walking out of there, you may say this was one of the happiest days of my life.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, look at that menu.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Cowboy rib steak serves two. I mean, look, 32. You know that thing's the size of your head.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of those that, like, you know, that eating contestants will have.
I would like to just see it go by me in the restaurant.
I mean, is that like when somebody's walking that 32-ounce cowboy rib steak, is that, like, do you have to take your hat off and stand up?
Yeah, you, like,
when
stand
you
up
that?
And put your hand over your heart.
Yeah, you gotta you definitely have to stand up. Absolutely. Kind of brush the hair over to the side,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
Tuck the shirt in. I mean, be respectful when that cowboy rib steak. Oh.
I would actually pay like $5 just to watch somebody eat that.
Would you?
Yeah.
I want to smell it though. Like, would you?
Yeah,
like
you
want to
sit
like
at the same table with them.
Yeah, I would want. Yeah, if you're paying $5, you definitely want to sit at that table.
Like, you go there for dinner and you just ask like a nicely dressed family, like, "Do you mind if I just sit at the table with you? I won't order anything. I'll give you $5. I'll buy you a beer or something."
Yeah, I'll cover the tip. I just
and
want
just
to
watch
smell
them
everything.
Eat and smell.
Yeah,
just let me take some pictures of what you're eating.
Now you're a big steakhouse guy like me, right?
Yeah, I mean I haven't
you
been
like
to
good,
a lot of them, but
classic
yeah,
steakhouses.
I like that stuff. All that stuff is great.
Yeah,
this excites me.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I deferred to the second half because this, I mean, how am I going to touch this?
You can't. That's why I was trying to convince you to like just let me have this one.
Yeah.
We got to wrap this up though. We've dropped probably like $500-$600 on this poor couple just for eating.
They're going to break up after you. End of this weekend, they're gonna break up.
Hey, what a way to go out, STK.
Bob's gonna call me, say, "Can you bring me up in Orlando?"
She kicked my ass out.
I woke up in the morning, she was gone. Oh, I wasn't thinking that much. I didn't know about this STK. Everything was good until you freaking ended this show. Oh my God, Jurgen!
That's a $250 bill coming.
$15 for butter. I can sure imagine Frank kept that bill down. Hey, one sauce, $32. What the hell is this?
He'd go in there and order his steak well done. They charge him an extra $8 to order it well done, probably.
Yeah, because it was on the grill longer. Holy mackerel.
I wonder if ketchup's free or if you have to pay $1 for that at that place.
Yeah, that's one when somebody's eating there and you get your food and you get like a burger. Yeah, can I get some ketchup? No, 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 no. He doesn't need any ketchup. He's fine. You're bringing this stuff from Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, poor Sue has the ketchup packets in her purse.
Yeah,
here,
hey, no, I got some ketchup. I got some ketchup. We're good.
I
We're
brought
fine.
My own.
All right, let's take our second break, Mr. Klinsman. Right. That was a great choice, though.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas from everyone here at WSBK TV 38 Boston.
I'm Dana Hersey. Tonight, a very special Christmas Eve presentation here on TV 38's Movie Loft. Our feature, The Greatest Story Ever Told. Outstanding cast this evening, including Max von Sydow, Charlton Heston, Carol Baker, Angela Lansbury, Claude Rains, and Van Heflin. Beautiful cinematography, truly a lavish spectacle to celebrate the life of Jesus Christ. The Greatest Story Ever Told, real one, coming up in just a moment. So please, stay tuned.
All right, we're back from break. This is episode 134 of the Por Favor podcast. We just spent, what would you say, a couple $1,000s on 2 days of food?
Approximately.
We outspent the Grand Floridian nightly rate.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to stay at Pop, but we did eat at STK.
Oh, man. That's like, that would be, you know, we talked about like the guys' trip staying at like the boardwalk and eating over at Yachtsman.
Yeah.
STK might top it.
Yeah,
that menu's incredible. I mean, Yachtsman that is a beautiful. Amazing. I loved Yachtsman, yeah. But now I'm like just dying. That salad, I've never gotten that excited about a salad in my life.
No, neither have I.
That thing, like, I think I might download that picture and make it my phone background.
Put the salad?
Yeah, put your Gina. She's off the phone. I'm doing my putting the salad as the background of my phone.
The cowboy rabbit. Oh, you're at your desk at work. There's your baby, and then there's a cowboy rib steak.
Yeah, I have a two frame picture frame. I got the iceberg salad. I got the family portrait of the three of us.
Oh. Oh, only the two of us would think about framing pieces of meat.
Oh. You pull out the wall. You know how I used to show people the family pictures? Yeah, this is my daughter. This is my dinner from 2 weeks ago. This is my wife. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, nothing excites us like that, does it?
Not much. Like, you could see, like, you could go in there, and there could be, like, a naked supermodel at the table over, and your eyes wouldn't come up off the cowboy steak.
No.
You'd be taking pictures of the steak. Yep. Look at it. You'd be drooling.
Now oh, yeah. Oh, God.
All right, you can find us on the web at www.porfavorpodcast.com. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, search Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show info@porfavorpodcast.com. Email me, Gary@porfavorpodcast.com. Mike, take it away.
You can find me on Twitter @PorfavorMike. You can email me, Mike@PorfavorPodcast.
Yeah, and also down... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't think I had anything left to say, Mr. Glenn.
Oh, okay, I was just going to say we got to say you could download or subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere fine podcasts are sold. All right, take us home, Bill.
All right, thanks for listening to episode 134 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast. For my cousin, Dr. Klinsman, up in Westerly, Rhode Island, I'm Mike down in Sarasota. We'll talk to you next week. Watch how you win it. Yesterday's memories may sparkle and gleam. Tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time. Now is the best time. Be it a time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life. Now is the time. Now is the best time. Now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize. Live every minute. Open your eyes and watch how you win it. Yesterday's memories may sparkle and gleam. Tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time, now is the best time. Be it a time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life.